Suppose someone is really easily offended. Everything you seem to just say would offend him. What do you call a person like that? Is he, say he's feisty or testy or something?
Yeah, something like that.
What would sound most natural to you?
Some kind of feisty, I think.
Or touchy?
Touchy, too.
Suppose you're talking to one of these people like this, you'd say, well, he was a very touchy type, and I kept kidding him, but after a while he got awfully what?
Got awfully sore.
Mm-hmm. Any other words?
No, I can't think of any right now.
Well, if he was getting very excited like that, you might say, now keep what? No, don't get excited, just
keep your shirt on or something like that, you mean?
Well, another word for that, you keep your shirt on is one expression. Don't, the opposite of excited is what? I just want you to keep...
Calm?
Yeah. You might come in, after you've done a lot of hard work, and you'd say, boy, I had a hard day today, sink down in the chair and say, I'm what?
No, pooed out or tired out?
And if you're talking about somebody else, you'd say he is
no,
what?
Tuckered out?
If somebody can't come to a meeting or something because she has a temperature and has a cough, or maybe her stomach's upset and everything, you'd say, well, she can't come, she's because she...
Under the weather?
Well, or the other night, would you say she took sick, or how would you say that in regard to sick?
Indisposed, or...?
Somebody is... couldn't come to the meeting because he had a fever and he had a cough, you'd say, well, he did what the other night?
He caught a cold?
And if my voice is pretty rough, so it's a little hard to understand, you say, I've got a cold and I'm what?
I'm kind of hoarse.
If I do that,
problem with throat.
What am I doing when I do that?
Coughing.
Mm-hmm. Suppose you had a little boy and he was coughing like that, and you sent him upstairs to take his medicine. When he came back, he was still coughing like that. And you'd say, why are you coughing? Haven't you what?
Taking your medicine?
Mm. A person who can't hear at all is completely what?
Dead.
A person who works outside all day, he got his shirt very wet, you know.
Wet?
Yeah. Suppose this, speaking of this little boy again, if he didn't cough when he come down, you say he did what to the medicine?
He took all of it or took his medicine?
Mm-hmm. What do you call this kind of sore that stuff might run out of? You might have it on your shoulder, arm, different parts of the body.
Running sore, you mean?
Well, what is it? Running sore.
Abscess,
another,
you mean?
Another name, yeah. Sort of abscess can be a thing of word because of B. It's B-O-I-L.
Boil?
Yeah. What do you call stuff that come out of it?
Pus.
And if a man gets shot in the war, you say he has a...
wound?
Yeah. And sometimes stuff gets inside of that wound. It has to be burned out, kind of flesh. What do you
call it? Flesh.
Yeah. If he dies and you don't know whether this wound was the cause of his death or not, you might say, I don't know that he...
died of the wound?
Yeah. What do you call a place where you bury people?
Cemetery.
And the place where the thing you put them in before you bury them?
Coffin.
If people are standing around, they're all wearing black, you say they are...
mourners.